Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Boxing Day one and all. It is the day after Christmas. I hope you survived it. I hope you enjoyed friends and family being around, or maybe you just did naff all.
Yeah.
Although Boxing Day is very much a sort of British thing, isn't it?
You said this last time. I didn't know that.
I think so. I think in America they just crack on.
Do they? What do they call it?
Christmas 2.
Christmas 2.
Revenge of the Santa Claus.
No, that's what they call it.
Are a lot of cinemas open on Christmas Day in America? Because you often get like big films or films being open on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's like a thing, isn't it? Like
what?
Avatar or something. And they also do American football games on Christmas Day.
Give these
fuckers a day off, man.
Yeah, but American football, doesn't they have like 6 months off?
They do have 8 months a year off,
That's quite good.
Basically just go from like September to January. But I do think in America, because everything is so, like, let's be honest, capitalist, isn't it? That nothing shuts ever. It's always, everything's always open.
What is the quietest day of the year? Is it Independence Day?
No, I don't know. There's probably this. You'd think it would be Christmas, wouldn't you? That's the one where everyone's off work.
Yeah.
Everyone's chilling out. I know pubs are open in the UK and restaurants.
I love
but
it.
That's pretty much it, isn't it? Can't even get a bus on Christmas Day most of the time, or certainly reduced
hours. I don't think you can. There's no buses on Christmas Day.
Yeah. And then in America, it's like, the football starts at 2. Bit odd, isn't it?
Ethan James is in the corner. Hello, Ethan.
Oh, hello. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
What, Christmas moustache?
It's a bit long,
I think you look good, mate.
I have to go. Well, spoilers. We're not actually recording this on Boxing Day. We're recording this prior to Christmas.
We're recording it as near as damn it, though.
Yeah.
It's like the 21st or something.
Do you want to do predictions? Did you have a good Christmas?
I think I did have a good Christmas, although my Christmas is a bit messy this year. So
why?
I'm currently in the middle of two Christmases, as the crow flies, not the right saying.
What?
So on the 24th, I went to my mum and dad's. This is weird talking in future reverse. And yesterday morning, I can't speak. There's too many folding layers. I'm just going to say it as it is. On the 24th, we're going to my mum and dad's, sleeping over.
Nice.
Christmas Day.
Do you still have a bed there, by the way?
No, sometimes, it depends.
What do you mean sometimes? Where's the bed?
Well, the bed hasn't been removed.
All right, okay. In and out.
But it depends, because when we all go for Christmas, we don't get the bed anymore.
Yeah.
It's the family people get the beds.
Where are you sleeping? Sofas?
Sofa bed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
is it creaky?
No, but for this instance, we might get a bed.
Even better.
Because my sister and that aren't staying over on Christmas Eve this year. We're doing the 28th instead.
Nice.
So we're going to my other sister's for breakfast. Orange juice, croissants, ham, cheese.
Are they the kids' names?
Very, very postmodern. Bob Geldof style. Apples, peaches.
Yeah.
But we went more kind of working classy. Ham, cheese.
Yeah. Spamhead.
Spam. Spuddy in the corner.
Yeah.
No, that's the breakfast platter.
Nice.
A Jersey milk as well.
Pardon?
Halfway between milk and cream boy.
But where's this? What?
Cream boy?
Yeah.
That's my nickname.
Cream boy is my
Am
own
I
nephew.
Coming?
You're not coming.
What is
That's
Jersey?
For the coffee.
What's Jersey milk?
It's like extra special milk.
Ethan, do you know what Jersey milk is?
I assume it's milk from Jersey.
Can we sip it? Can we get it?
Can we sip it? I ain't got it on me.
Where is it?
First of all, it's in the future. And second of all, it's in workshop.
But is it like, is it easy to get?
I think it was a supermarket piece, but they don't always have it all year round. Also, by the way, for people watching, we're going to be doing our Secret Santa later on. So that's something to stick around for.
What?
Very excited for that. Pardon?
What? We're doing what?
We're going to be unveiling our Secret Santa gifts later.
Oh,
for each other.
Brilliant.
Have you...
No, it's just... I can't wait for that.
Why did you seem shocked by it? Have you not
just No, I was just shocked by it.
Why were you shocked by it? Because we knew we were doing it.
Yeah, we did it.
We spoke about it in the chat.
Yeah, we spoke about it in the chat last night, so I thought it was a joke.
But you have brought something just in case it wasn't a joke, haven't
you? It was Secret Santa with a twist, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I've
got a
twist.
We'll get into that in a bit. So then we're going back to Liz's mum and dad's around midday.
Yeah.
Then we're going to cook. I'm going to cook Christmas dinner there.
Are you going to lose your cool? Also, by the way, how much prep are you going to do? Because starting Christmas dinner at midday is mad.
Bonkers. Do you know what we've done? I'm going to hold my hands up.
You're free, what?
I've cut out the middle, man. Roast potatoes in a tray. soiled carrots, not soiled, what are they called? Sort of sugared.
Oh.
Sweet, sweet carrots in a tray.
Sweet, sweet carrots.
I'm going to make my own stuffing, but that takes about an hour.
Yeah, it's fine.
But it's my own recipe. Well, not my own, my family recipe. And I've brought a lamb guard of honour.
Mm-hmm. So your meat isn't a turkey, it's a lamb. We established that last episode. Yeah. It's a bit of a lamb. Mm.
But all the rest of it has been pre-trayed. It's been betrayed. I've been betrayed. It's been trayed by Sainsbury. So I'm not really doing a Christmas dinner. I'm the one that's presenting the Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
But the good folks at Jay Sainsbury,
nice.
Realistically, nice. The ones that get most of the credit.
Are you going to boil anything?
I think I might boil anything, yes.
What are you going to boil?
Huh?
What are you going to boil?
Huh?
Sprouts?
No, not sprouts because...
I like it. Would you like a boiled sprout? I like a baked sprout.
I don't touch the sprouts. I just don't entertain it. I don't entertain the sprout. You know what I mean? Like, it's there. I don't even know what the sprout tastes like, but I've...
What? You don't know what a sprout tastes like?
Oh, my God!
It's not... Ethan, it's one of those things you get as a kid where it's like, oh, you're not going to eat sprouts. But then when you get stuck into them, the bacon bits are amazing.
No, it's not about the bacon.
Oh, sorry.
Anything's good with... And also, you didn't even say they're good with bacon. You said the bacon bits are amazing.
Well, you got to pick them bits out.
Yeah, well, you see, you're not even eating the sprouts.
No, that's a joke. We love a sprout in our house.
Yeah, but are you covering them in bacon and maple syrup?
Last week, I made a sprout bean stew. And let's just tell you this. It was delicious, but...
Can I say, when you woke up in the morning, your quilt was fully inflated.
Wow.
Like when you get a bag of crisps in an aeroplane.
Yeah.
Your quilt was like that, wasn't it?
It's just air.
Just pure air. It was lifted off you.
It was unbelievable.
It looked like the Eden Project in your bedroom. Just a big bubble over the both of you. Yeah. Someone punctured that. Taylor was on his last leg before. He's on his fucking second to last legs now.
Are you only doing one meat then? Lamb?
What do you mean only one meat?
Because I agree.
I agree.
Yeah, thank you. There's no gammon kicking about. Ham.
I know what gammon is. What do you mean? No, there's no gammon kicking about unless you want to come round for dessert.
Put an apple in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Lay me out naked on the table. You can eat a trifle off me.
Yeah,
one meat, yeah. And everyone's happy with that.
What are you doing?
No, I'm just making sure.
How many meats do you do when you make Christmas dinner then? Or is it you've never done it, so you wouldn't know?
Beef and turkey.
Did you do that?
Beef and turkey.
You've cooked that, have
you? With three meats.
You made three meats, did you?
Well, I don't cook it.
Oh, exactly.
My mum cooked it.
Oh, right.
It's never that great, but my mum cooks it. Three meats.
Well, say what
I'm pigs in blankets.
I've got pigs in blankets, so technically that's two meats.
Great.
So that's two. There is a turkey knocking about, but it's for the 28th, when I go back to my mum and dad's. For the proper Christmas day with my whole family.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like how you made that, how you made me feel.
No, I just wanted to make sure that you're all right with
one. We're just going to do the Welsh Guard of Honour, yes.
Okay, nice.
What are you doing?
Hopefully today, on Boxing Day, I'll be severely hungover. It's my favourite day. Hopefully. It's my favourite.
Is it your favourite hangover of the year?
Ethan, it's one of my favourite, it's one of our favourite days, isn't it, Boxing Day?
I love Boxing Day. It's better than Christmas for me.
There's a lot of stress on Christmas Day. A lot of flying, everything's flying about.
You turn up at your mum and dad's house, drink 16 cans of Guinness, shit yourself and go to sleep. Where's your stress? Has she made enough meats?
See where the stress comes from? He's trying to, you know, keep up the legacy of him.
Cristiano Ronaldo at the Euros.
You don't want to have a day off.
I am cement. When I die, these Christmas days must be spoken about
ad
infinitum.
Yeah, I have got family members who set the bar very high. You don't know what it's like waking up on Christmas Day going, fucking hell, mimosa in 20 minutes.
You don't know what it's like having to have fun. Carefree fun on Christmas Day.
Anyway, but it's good. It's great fun. Right,
yeah.
So, but this is... I remember once... doing a Boxing Day radio show, and every hour when the news was on, I had to be sick.
Oh, God. Bang on the news.
Boom. Bleh. Yeah.
Really?
Because I just drank so much.
Would you have a bucket next to you? Were you running off?
I was running off. A bucket next to me. That was ideal, actually. But yeah.
Started off as a terrible idea. Realised it was so straightforward.
Boxing Day is brilliant. You get all the leftovers. We've got a Sloppy Joe's derby. You got United Newcastle in the
evening. Yeah, it's a big Sloppy Joe's derby this year.
Going out.
Old Trafford.
Maybe going out for that, although it's a late kickoff at 8 o'clock, isn't it?
Will you be in bed by then?
What? Well, you start drinking again dead early.
Oh, you might be.
Yeah,
half time.
The ropes a little bit. You get to watch some of the Christmas telly that you maybe already watched yesterday, but you can't quite remember it.
Yeah.
Because you saw double of it. So you get to rewatch all that. And you get to just have like a U-log. with brandy cream.
What is a Yule
at
log?
Like 1:30 p.m.
What is a Yule log?
It's like a chocolate swirl, isn't it, Ethan?
I've never heard of a Yule log.
What do you mean you've never heard of a Yule
log? It sounds like it's like a Yule an animal, and it's the poo of a Yule.
Do you mean a mule?
A mule.
No, but it's a Yule log.
You're having a mule log.
That's one thing I guess we kind of overlook on Christmas Day. What are you doing for dessert?
We've got a sticky toffee pud. But we're still deciding cream, custard, condensed milk. No.
Condensed
evaporated
milk?
Evaporated milk. There are three options. I'm not sure what to go with it.
So, ice cream. Have you got all three?
No, but I need to get this before.
Well, here's what I'll say.
Go on.
Fuck the condensed milk off. Get cream and ice cream. Evaporated and then just milk. Put them both on the side. Let people choose.
Pricey though, isn't it? Pricey. That's two options.
Is it?
I've already cut back on meat.
Yeah.
What? I can't spend all my meat money on...
Well, I know what my secret Santa gift's going to be.
What, a tin of evaporated milk?
No, some fucking double cream on the way.
Yeah, fair
enough. I'll order it from Deliveroo. I might have forgot myself.
Are you joking?
We have trifles.
Have you forgotten your secret Santa?
Thank you for asking about our Christmas day.
Can you believe this, Ethan? He put it in the chat last night, out of nowhere.
And I was in a shop.
Sent everyone into a frenzy, and then you've not brought it. I'm the only one who's brought one.
No, everyone into a frenzy. He wouldn't give a shit, and I was taking the piss.
I don't give a shit.
Right. Have you ever tried?
You never know,
what when I went to Grimsby, this is what they do when they eat their Christmas pudding. They have it with a slice of cheese. Christmas pudding with a slice of mature cheddar. Delicious.
What are they doing that for?
Hmm?
What are they doing that for? Hot cheese?
I don't know. No, not hot cheese. You're mad. It's got to be cold cheese.
Is it a hot pud?
Yeah. It's good stuff, you know.
Is it?
So I'll just be eating that on Boxing Day.
So are you going to Grimsby?
Best.
Do you ever go on the beach?
Do I ever go on the beach? Yeah.
Are you going to be... is it a trawling area?
Are you worried I'm going to get sort of, you know, flagged down? Like, you know when you see that... Like, do you know on the BBC breaking news that there's been some whales in the Thames? Is that what you're worried about?
this is trawling area. These are sort of preemptive self-burns.
Just people
at Grimsby
just throwing water over to try and keep me alive.
Use evaporated milk instead.
Yeah, brandy cream.
Fucking some brandy over.
I need brandy cream.
No, I wasn't suggesting that. What I mean is, because that sort of east coast is known for its trawling, isn't it? Your Morecambes, your Scarboroughs. Is Grimsby...
Yeah, I think Grimsby's a trawling place. Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Mm. Have you ever been fishing there?
Yeah. I've never been fishing there. No. Got to be an expert, haven't you?
No.
It's like saying, have you ever made steel in Sheffield?
Cool response, but no. Also, can I say this right now, actually?
You can't just go out on... Well, come on, what are you going to say?
I'm sick of this.
Sick of what?
Right, so here's something I'm annoyed about, right? All of these things where... You mentioned it there about being an expert, like making steel. Like a lot of industries and jobs are spoken about as though the people that do them are kind of genetically predisposed to being geniuses at it. Chefs is a big one. When a chef does something and a normal person watches a video on Instagram and the comments are all written as though no one in the world could come up with this except these chefs and that anyone's opinion... It's not, no offense to chefs, but there are some industries like being a footballer or a 100 meters runner, whatever, that you cannot be good at unless you're good at it. Me and you, no matter what, could not beat Usain Bolt in a race. Genetically, he's just got us beat, I'm afraid. We could become chefs.
Do you ever think, good question.
Do you think you couldn't become a trawler?
It's a great question.
Like, building's another one. Like, builders. You see the comments. Like, everyone who's a builder just learnt to be a builder.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to be, oh, no, he's from a long line of genetically predisposed builders. There are some jobs you can just learn and some you can't. Most jobs, including ours, if you just chatted all the time and wanted to chat on camera, you could just do it.
I'm a talented man.
No, but you're
but
not.
But it's a great question between the nature of...
And I don't mean you're not.
No, you're not.
But as in, like, no one's not really.
Fucking ruining your Boxing Day here.
No one is really. Occasionally you come across someone who you think they're just an absolute personality freak.
Do you know what? I was thinking, right. Here's a question for you. Here's a scenario. Let's take Messi, right? Say Messi was born.
Yeah.
Okay, but was born in a country that just didn't really play football.
Yeah.
Okay. Was he always going to be... Was that talent always inside him that he would always, no matter what, have the ability? Or was the fact that he was born in Argentina, football was around everywhere,
yeah.
He had a great competitive network going up,
yeah.
And then obviously he was signed and looked after by Barcelona at a young age. That made him the player he was. Or was that talent always going to be inside him regardless?
If he was born in a country that didn't prioritise football, he could easily just be... for instance, working in a restaurant or in a clothes shop or on the radio.
Would he have not had that talent?
I don't know.
Because I often think about that. What if I'm so talented in something I've not tried yet?
Let's say he's born in, like, let's say India, a country that...
Yeah. That's got good at.
Football forward. It's not the first sport. If you roll a ball to 20-year-old Messi, who has never...
He bats it away.
No.
Because they love cricket.
No, exactly, no. He's never kicked a ball before, but we all consider him to potentially be the most talented footballer that's ever lived, right? If he's not touched a ball until he's 20, you roll that ball to him, does he look like every other person who's not kicked a ball at 20? Or has he got something extra about him, even at that stage?
Yeah.
Do you have to unlock it at six years old? Some jobs, I get that. That's a very good question, actually. What does Messi look like if he didn't kick a ball until he was 16?
I'm thinking... So the thing with Messi that everyone talks about, so obviously some of it's mental, and he's got this thing, doesn't he, where he can like almost see things in like slow motion, so he can like think quicker than everyone else. That's how he's such a good dribbler and stuff. People say that about him. Imagine if he like, I think we'd see that talent in other places. If he was working in a restaurant or whatever, he's holding drinks in a busy bar, he's dodging past people, he's bringing them to the table. People are going, "How's this guy's never spilt a drink in 10 years.
Yeah. Do you think he would? Because I worked with a guy who was from Cyprus, who was unbelievable, and this was in a restaurant, unbelievable with the tray. You could have a fully packed tray, even on a hangover, no shakes, no wobbles, he's dancing, he's spinning.
I've seen him.
If someone had rolled a ball to him at four, could he have been the sipper?
It would have caused chaos in the restaurant.
It would have been a chaos in the restaurant. But could, you know, like you said, that balance, that movement, that, and also like some job, like a chess master, you can't work your way to beat them. They've got something different up here. But loads of jobs, you just learn it.
Are you happy that you've done everything in your life? Are you worried that there might be something out there that you've not done yet where you're unbelievable at, world class at?
Yeah. Well, I tried to do little bits of things.
Bowls?
Nothing really stood out where I'm absolutely excellent at it, to be fair. Like, I've played snooker a bit. I'm all right at pool, but I'm not.
You're good at pool.
I'm good at pool.
Good at pool-ish,
but I'm not like... If you'd have just practiced more. But then again, maybe it would. I don't know. Pool is a bit different because it's not athletic, is it? It's more of a practice thing. But I've never done anything where I go, Jesus Christ, I was good at that.
How are your darts going? Because it's back now, isn't it? This darts is fully on.
Yeah, darts is going. Still... My board's come down though, hasn't it?
What?
Put a hole in the wall.
Back. What?
He's moving as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, because me and Drew used to play online now and then.
Yeah, we did.
Do you still play, Ethan?
Well, not as often. I think there was that hype, wasn't there, during the... was it the PDC last year, was it?
Yeah,
the World Champs.
Oh, it was earlier this year, sorry. And we all just bought a dartboard and all we talked about was the darts. I've never been so dart... When that dartboard came, I literally don't think I've ever been so excited, like, ever. Yeah. But I do now and then I play against the dartbot because, you know, whenever you're lonely and you never talk to anyone, dartbot's a friend in your life who can come out and play with you.
Does he have a voice, dartbot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Game on!
Yeah.
What does he call you?
And the match!
What?
No, game on.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought he was a Geordie.
Yeah.
I'd have turned that setting off. I'd be like, oh, just leave me.
Well, no, you can put slurs and insults on.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can tick which ones you want. depending on your fetish of
you
choice.
You put the game on ones up, right? Right.
Yeah, motivates you.
Do you...
want to prove it wrong.
All right.
Game on. Right. What about in terms of yesterday's games that you played? Do you have classic games that you play with your family or do you just leave that out?
No, Boxing Day, we used to go to my great auntie's house and we'd have a big family sort of gathering there. And we used to play a good game. And this sounds like a crap game, but honestly, when you're playing it as a kid, it's so good. They used to get the family photos and you make two copies of them and you cut them in half, right? And then what you'd do is, in one bedroom, you'd have all the halves of the pictures and you'd play a game where you start the clock and you run and you grab half a picture and then just around the rest of the house is the other half of the picture. So you have to go get the other half of the picture, put it together and take it back to the room and then get another one. And whoever could get the most in like 20 minutes won. And it's a great game. And it's so easy as well.
I've never heard that game before in my life.
I've never seen anyone else play
it. Who came up with that?
I don't know. It's really good though. So you're putting the family photos back together basically.
Did you just have a photocopier?
I don't know who did it. I don't know where. I don't know.
Rhymes?
By the time we got there was two tins of halves and you put scatter one around the house and the other one was in the bedroom. So you go in and grab a half, right, I've got to find the other half of this picture.
Shit.
It was a really good game, that.
Sounds great,
that. It is actually good. I'd give that a go. I'd recommend that to anyone.
Are you playing any games like that, Ethan?
We used to just do a jigsaw pieces and have to make a big jigsaw at the end of it.
Similar game.
Well, what did it look like? What was the jigsaw?
Nativity, usually.
The film? Martin Freeman?
Yeah, the film.
So no, every year you just do a nativity jigsaw?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. It's brutal stuff, isn't it?
Would it be good if you got, like, baby Jesus' face?
Yeah, you've won the jackpot at that point.
You've won the jigsaw.
Yeah, did anyone ever play? Are you up for like Monopoly? Would you ever play that?
No.
No.
Just slows the day down. It turns the day into a sort of sludgy kind of anxiety stress fest, doesn't it?
Yeah. There's all snaggy.
It's not free.
Saggy. We do Trivial Pursuit, but we give me grand that she doesn't realise. We get her the pack of cards, like the junior ones, and then we do all the other ones.
Oh, but that's nice,
yeah. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
And she'll be there this year?
What does the dog say?
I never loved you.
It does say that. Well done, Gran. There you go. 1 point.
You've won again, Gran. Well done.
You've won again, Gran. Bloody hell. You don't do that, do you, Ethan?
No, we don't quite. Took quite a piece to her, that, but.
That's a crazy.
Fuck off. Well done, Gran.
Well done, Gran. You've won another.
Get playing darts this year.
No. Yeah.
What would the darts person say about your Gran?
It's a tricky one. Maybe Drew can answer that one.
Time's up.
No, time's up.
No, I'm saying for this.
Oh, right. To this bit.
Should
we get into what we've been up to the last few days? Because we haven't seen each other for a bit. And Ethan and you have been on a night out.
Sort of, yeah. It was the Stretford Paddock Christmas party.
Why did you do like that?
Well, it was not a party, it's a meal, and then sort of, I guess they sort of.
It's a tradition now, you've been going to the same place.
Yeah,
Five in a row.
I'm a Bundabus veteran, is what they say.
Bundobust we go to.
What did you get?
So, the reason we go to Bundobust, it's near the office.
Mm-hmm.
It's got very good selection of beers because they've got their own brewery. So, for the beer lovers, it's great. It's the food is inexpensive but delicious.
It is good.
And unusual as well. So it's all vegetarian, but when you're eating it, you're not thinking. I mean, it would be nice if you had a bit of meat, but you're not sitting there going, fucking hell. It's loads of interesting little pots of stuff. So you get like 15 different things.
You can
order the whole menu for
There's a lot of pomegranates about it.
Little bits of pomegranates. They've got like skewers of like cheese and peppers and all sorts going on. They've got little dolls. They've got a deep fried mashed potato ball on a bread roll. Yeah,
that's nice, isn't
it? Loads of good stuff. It is genuinely
really
nice.
That's their chip butty, isn't it?
That's their chip butty.
Yeah, it's good.
So we go there and we have a little night. But
did you do any speeches?
No speeches.
Jay'll
take a few pictures for his yearly Christmas post.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's always nice.
I saw it, I liked it.
I liked it as well. We give him a little. So we buy the meal, we buy the drinks, and then me and Jay tend to leave a bit earlier. Because you don't want to be getting pissed with all the...
Of course, yeah, yeah.
You know, the younger lads. You've got to know your position. But we'll give them a little few quid to go and spend.
Well, I've heard about this little...
So I was there for the first bit, then obviously left at about 8-ish, so about 5:30 till 8, and then they were sort of sent off into the night.
Into the wild.
Don't know anything that happened after that, but you two have been talking, saying that you've already heard some stuff that's gone on, and I don't know about it. And why are you pulling faces like that? What's happening?
I'm just excited for you to hear about the little...
I'm worried now. So, Ethan, talk me through how it was for you the evening. Before I cut you off. I have cut you off. You were invited, by the way. We invited all the public permanent staff.
Yeah, it was one of those invites where it was kind of an invite.
Well, it was an invite.
I received the same invite as you.
Yeah. And Ethan obviously worked for the channel for the first 4 months of the year. And we invited like Finn and different presenters and stuff that have come on regularly throughout the year, the sort of the main.
So I was allowed a third of the meal.
So you know that.
For my 4 months.
Yeah, you had a third of a
pint and a third of a butty. So anyway, carry on from there, please.
So there's about six of us, which is more than usual. So there's like Finn Academy Scoop. There was Ronaldo.
Don't say anything about anyone that's going to be, that they wouldn't want to be out publicly.
Oh.
If you're going to name and shame people, maybe don't say who.
We'll make some names up along the way. Call them like the different members of the Nativity. Yeah. So Joseph, Mary, little donkey.
Little donkey.
King, the one, two, and three. Shepherds.
Sheep.
And the star.
Yeah, so there was King 1, 2, 3, the shepherds, the star, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Manger.
And the manger. Sorry, manger.
Donkey.
Oh, the donkey. Yeah. Let's call Ethan, you're the donkey.
Right, okay, I'm the donkey. So, having a few beers, the night's getting a bit exciting at Bundabus. The bosses have gone. They very kindly give us the little... £100 for us.
Wow.
It's really lovely.
Ooh. Is that 2 zeros?
Yeah, man. So what? No decimal point either. Mm. That's just £100.
So what should we do with the £100? Should we have a mad one? Should we? Do we go to the strip club with this money? Do we go bloody mental?
It's not.
No, we don't go to the strip
club. Do you think six people could go to a strip club for £100?
Well, I know six couldn't, but I thought it might be pushed the sort of the
fucking
least.
Mary, Joseph, and the little donkey trying to get into long legs in Chinatown. They'd be kicking them right back.
No room at the inn, unfortunately.
No room at the inn. Well, you probably can't go to the strip club with £100. You could go with a little bit more money, maybe like £150 or something. Maybe you've got a chance.
Maybe a bit more, I've heard.
Maybe £200.
Maybe
that
a little bit more,
there.
I've heard. Maybe yeah. A little bit more.
So how do you get that money? How do you
roulette?
How do you turn £100?
You go to the bookies
into £200. Go to the casino.
Hey!
Now, this is ballsy because if you fuck this up, that £100 is
put
just...
all £100 on back.
So we were saying, like, can we tell? Will there be fuming if we waste the night or whatever?
That money was yours to do what you want. Obviously, don't spend it on illegal stuff. But if you wanted to try and double it in the casino, that's your money to do as you will.
So after we got a bargain, we're headed to the casino.
By the way, can I ask what is the limit? Well, how much would they have got if they won that you'd become annoyed at?
If they'd have won 20 grand off it, I'd be fuming. Yeah. If they go in and put it all on green and it zero comes in and they got whatever that would be, 2,800 quid or whatever, I would be borderline, give me at least 150. Like, yeah.
So the discussion was, should we just go on zero? Should we just
don't do that,
go
please.
All out?
Yeah, don't do that.
So we all... got our memberships.
We did it all to sign in again.
The law that six people go and get a casino membership all at once. The beer's just fading off. People are getting headaches because it's 25 minutes of just filling in forms.
So we head downstairs to the roulette and we all agree red always wins. Red always comes in.
And we know that as being Man United fans.
So Harry, I mean,
Jesus
gets the £100 and chips. We'll have it on red, please. We're going, should we not build
chips?
It up?
That would have been just me sorted.
That's no, not potato chips.
Oh, right.
Casino. Yeah.
So we'll whack it down on red.
All 100 on one spin.
All 100 on one spin.
Why are you putting your head in your hands?
I'm not putting my head in my hands.
This
is scratching my head.
This is what I mean. Promotion time. One of these boys. Initiative. Business minded.
Ethan, you take over talking from him.
The ball goes around, chops in. We win the money.
Yeah, we won.
So Harry, in his excitement, swipes the chips off the table.
Jesus.
And then he's going, this is what we do. I told you we should do this. Da, 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 da. And then security go, you've just grabbed somebody else's chips in one go. You've just picked up like 150. We're going to have to go to the cameras and we're going to have to review everything. And the guy's fuming. He's going like, the guy's going, fucking hell, there's always idiots who come in at this fucking time and they do this. And Harry's just like really flustered. He's like, look, I just got really excited or whatever. So like, they go like, we're going to have to like void it. Or Jesus is like, we're going to have to void this or whatever. So
void
like,
the bet?
So, yeah,
they can't void the bet.
No, they can't void the bet.
They can't void the bet.
I'd be fucking...
No. We'll go to the cameras while I'm knocking you out, mate.
So we go to the cameras and they're insisting that we only put 25 down and that Harry swiped the other guy's stuff. Review the cameras, go to the VR and they approve it and we get the money.
200.
So then we have a night out.
So you didn't waste any more. You didn't spend any more. You
That's
just
it.
Left one bet. Wait,
did anyone bring up the idea of possibly spending a little bit more?
We did, but Jesus was very much like, this is what we agreed to do. Yeah. We've done it
this
now.
This is what we do.
This is our night. This is the best scenario we could have hoped for.
Yeah.
It's coming. Let's go. I'd like Jesus is. He's wise.
Wise.
We follow his words.
He followed him.
I don't know if Jesus has ever done any speeches on how to gamble responsibly.
Well, he did. I mean, to be fair, he turned those loaves and fishes into 10,000 somehow, didn't he?
Did he come up with the phrase, don't put all your eggs in one basket?
Well, no, he put all of those. He only had a few loaves and fishes. He put them all on zero. And that's so multiplied forth.
The part of the, yeah, that's the part of the Bible you don't read is he went into a Gentings, didn't he, with one fish?
It was, yeah, he did.
And he
yeah.
came out with thousands.
He went into a Gentings with a couple of fish, a couple of loaves. Next thing you know, a couple of spins later. And I'll be honest, a VAR check. Because he was swiping loaves and fishes off some of the nearby customers. He comes out, he's feeding the 5,000.
Unbelievable.
What an absolute
beast. So did you have a good night then?
Yeah, went to a bar around the corner, Affleck and Brown. And then we bumped into the, if people watch Stretford Paddock, the athletic Man United writer, Carl Anker.
Did you?
Who was on the channel, yeah.
Go on.
So bumped into Carl, who was very merry. And
he was
buying people beers as well.
Did he not know that you'd had all of the great winnings in the world?
Oh, you know, Carl, but couldn't get a word in to tell him, so just accepted the free beer.
Brilliant. What a lovely moment.
That's great. I should top that.
So was it a good night then?
Christmas miracle.
It was a Christmas miracle. It was a really good night. I'm pretty convinced that I only had 6 beers. There's a possibility I might have had 7.
That's too much for you.
I get, like, 6 is like usually 5, I'm very merry. 6 is like, all right, I'm drunk. Let's like stop. 7's getting a bit over that, but still, I shouldn't be going home and throwing up, which is what I was doing, which isn't very, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Mad. I didn't have any shots or anything. There was no baby Guinnesses, nothing like that. So I think when we're in the Indian place...
Did you have too many sweets?
And it's too many sweets.
Like a kid's party.
Did he have dessert at Bundabust?
We didn't. We did get a mince pie paratha.
Yeah.
Well, that came out
delicious.
With the mains. It was good.
The mains.
So you were going home throwing up in that?
Which is bizarre, but remember in the Indian place I had like a mango lassi beer, which was a bit bizarre, so maybe that was a bit sweet and took me over the edge.
Beer. Yeah. Bloody Nora.
Good night though.
Yeah, great
night. Nice to be with everyone.
Good.
They call it Mad Friday, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, different parts of the UK have a different name for it. I've heard it called Builders Friday in Yorkshire, because that's when all the builders come out. Black Eye Friday in, I believe, in parts of Newcastle, because you're battered if you go out. It's the last Friday before Christmas and everyone just goes a bit nuts.
Yeah.
Was it? Did you find that? Did you think
it was
nuts?
It a bit nutty?
I guess we were a little bit giddy. There was some Christmas excitement in the air. There was no like scraps or anything I saw. There was no like problems or whatever. It was a very merry night. Everyone was in good spirits.
Nice.
Especially after the big win.
After the big, a huge
So how many of you ended the night then?
We ended the night then, Affleck's, I think everyone but the manager dropped out. Yeah. So I think it was pretty much all of us stayed out.
That's good. That.
No idea what time. I was suddenly bladdered. But,
did you get a taxi home or did you get a bus?
I got a bus home because it was 30 quid to Witherington, which is mental.
30 quid?
Yeah.
Ubers. You know, like I've been bigging Ubers up recently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Christmas.
They've lured us in. Now we're getting a spanking. But I'll take it.
You've been talking a lot about how cheap Ubers are.
We're getting a spanking. Yeah. Well, I'm fucking reversing on that. I've got a little bit of a Christmas addiction.
Have you?
Right.
It's been
unfortunate. I've been throughout the. I've wanted to have a good Christmas this year because my first Christmas sort of employed, like full time employment.
Ever?
Well, for about 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Because being a freelancer, you often work a lot around Christmas because you take the odd shifts here and there.
Yeah.
Especially on the radio as well. A lot of the main presenters take off Christmas, so you get to go and swoop in and do this, 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 and this. So I was like, right, I'm going to have a good Christmas this year. So when it started like June time, I started saving up a little bit of Christmas pot, Christmas money.
Oh,
not Christmas pot. No. Christmas, like a Christmas pot.
So you can blaze up over the festive period.
No. Just so I can have a good Christmas. You know what I mean? Just have a good Christmas. Anyway, so I went out on the Friday. I went to see my Uncle Jed perform. He's a singer.
How are you spelling Jed?
G-E-D.
Class.
Jed Graham.
What? I've never heard that before.
Get out of here.
Ged.
Ged.
Jed.
Out of here. Carry on, Joe.
great fun. A little bar in Chorlton, Duffy's.
Irish.
Irish bar, yeah. Good. Guinness was good. All right. 7.8 out of 10.
7.8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you saying?
7.8 out of 10.
7.8.
But then I woke up the next day and I'm not feeling too bad. I went home about 11:30 because I was a bit fucking knackered. If I'm out after 11 these days, I'm running on fumes.
You're finished.
Finished.
Well, I've seen you in here at 7:30 p.m. barely with your eyes open, so I can hardly imagine you at 11.
So yeah, I'm going to wake up the next day, and this is when my addiction kicks in the morning. And I'm addicted to
porn.
I'm addicted to the Butchers.
Is that a local pub?
I wish it was a local pub. I'm addicted to, I've become friends with my butcher.
Oh yes.
Man, see, the thing is, you don't, when you go around, when you walk around Aldi or other supermarkets, it's just me on a shelf. But when you go into a butcher's, there's character there.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of kale in between.
They put grass out.
Yeah, fake grass.
There's like...
As though the meat is still grazing on the very plains in which it was slewn.
There's deals. I went in, there's hampers now. There's Christmas hampers.
Is it?
This is my fourth time this week I've been to the
butcher's. A hamper? Is that somewhere between a pig and a hamster?
Yeah, Clive behind the thingy. It's a family thing. Clive Cadwell is the one in near Davenport where you're going to...
Oh, I was in Cadwell's this weekend.
The butcher's?
Yes. He...
What?
Good lad.
Yeah, what are you going to say? I mean, the big guy, but that's what you want your butcher to be.
You don't want your butcher to be whistle-thin, do you?
Yeah.
He's
sausage is good.
Yeah, and he is mustard keen as well. He's mustard keen, isn't he?
He's mustard, yeah. Mate, I'm in there.
He is.
How long would you spend?
He's got a plum post and he's mustard keen. Carry on.
I clocked that I spent 32 minutes in this butcher's. Chatting.
Simpsons on.
What? No. Chatting, going through the different meats. Christmas, how's it looking? Looking at their fridge section.
Isn't it all in the fridge?
Took me 10 minutes to... What?
Isn't it all refrigerated?
Got like a fridge bit behind them. Do you know behind you? Took me 10 minutes to pick the perfect sausages. Bacon. We started having a chat about the bacon. I love bacon. He loves bacon. We're getting into it.
Other than that, what else did you say about bacon?
Do you like it streaky?
What did he say?
Bareback. What's the other one?
Back bacon.
Back bacon. He loves it all.
Honestly, the intellectual level of this chat would have put Aristotle to shame, wouldn't it?
And they start talking about the turkeys.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, the meats and that.
Yeah, what's going on with
What did he have to say about grouse?
Grouse?
Yeah, one of your rarer birds.
About grouse.
Guinea fowl?
There's some guinea fowl kicking about.
Is there?
He's thinking about pigeons next year. So yeah, and then I left. I went in for bacon. Okay, that's all I went in for, because they do good bacon there. I got upgraded to sausage and bacon. So I got both black pudding and a couple of ribeyes.
You call it a deconstructed pig in blanket, though, don't you? As a follow-on from last week's show.
So I spent, and you know what? Weirdly, I can't wait to go back.
So did you cook it all and eat it all that day?
Me and the boys, me and the dogs, they loved it.
Came back in. You gave your dog a bacon sandwich?
No, a little streak of bacon.
I thought he's on a diet.
What? Buck's not. He's the healthiest dog I know.
Yeah, he is healthy, to be fair. So how much money did you spend in there?
32 quid.
It's always 32 quid,
no,
isn't it? I don't mean with you, I mean just generally.
23.95. Okay. And that's too much, considering I want to spend less than 4 quid on bacon.
So you've made a £23 breakfast
because
sandwich.
Because what they do is they start... No, I've got some other bits.
Oh, I'm just going to nip out and get some breakfast. 23 quid.
She started throwing deals. He said, have you had me back garlic rub? I said, what? I said, have you had me back garlic rub? He gets these steaks out, the fucking on the back.
Next thing you know, you've got your top off, you're on the slab. And he's just smearing the garlic.
Me up with that. I said, well, tell me about this. Goose fat. They had all sorts of beef dripping, all that. Duck do. Oh, fucking hell.
Duck do?
Huh?
What's duck do?
Quack, quack. You fell into that one. Dickhead. It's Christmas! Yeah. It's Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Come on!
Everyone.
It's Christmas!
Good.
What's a duck do? Quack, 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 quack. Use that one.
Yeah, use that.
It's not too late.
That reminds me, actually.
Here we go.
Go on.
What are you going to do? No. He's going to get us. Go on.
I was going to get you, but
go on. Tell me.
You'll know.
Well, what was it, though? Because I fall into it.
He said you sound like an owl.
Who?
Yeah. Hey, he's got
brilliant.
It.
He's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Use that one. Who? Record it. Let's send it in. You had a night out recently?
Yes, Sheffield. Ross and Adam. You've met them, I believe.
Yeah.
They came to the.
They're a duo as well, aren't they, Ross and Adam?
They do these.
They do the Motown songs around workshops, don't they? Welcome to the. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
Now that you're gone, all that's left is a band of gold.
Yeah, they do all. Upside down. Bang. Boy, you turn me.
One of them's on bass.
Yeah.
Ross is a very good guitar player, actually. Give him that.
Which, and Adam's a cricketer.
Adam's a cricketer. And also used to have a guitar when we were kids. And the brand of the guitar was the exact name of my dad, which I never could get my head around. That was weird. Yeah.
I didn't know your dad was called that.
What?
Gibson.
Yamaha. So we went to Sheffield, and it was one of these, because we like to do activities.
Yeah, you love it, don't you? I remember this time last year.
Yeah.
Some of the highlights were like lots of different versions of karaoke. I remember that. Do you remember sending me that and all?
Oh, yeah.
Was that this time last year?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah, we did some little karaoke piece. But this time we locked it all into your sort of Roxy Ballroom type event space.
Mm. Right, great.
So it was a combination platter of shuffleboard.
Yeah.
Which seems
thoughts
shit.
On that?
Love it. I love it.
Do you love
I
it? Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
Isn't it good,
well,
Ethan?
It's more technological these days. I don't know if they're Roxy Ballroom, but you can go to somewhere, they've got like the VR on the screens.
Really?
And you can, like, see, it's really interactive and advanced now. It's not just wood and puck, it's tellies.
Well, ours was wood and puck.
Well, it's still, the wood it's still and, a
it's
good
still
game.
Great. So
traditional.
It's wood, sand and puck. You know what shuffleboard is,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
We then played, but I want to sort of reel it back a bit. So they were meeting me separately.
And I
was, well, no, because Ross had a bit of a nightmare at work.
Okay.
So we had to stay a bit late there.
Rough
so,
gig the night before. Was
rough
it?
Gig the night before, yeah. In the
wild bunch.
In the Frog and Bucket. So then I got there separately on the train. Obviously, they're coming from sort of Worksop way, but not yeah, Worksop yeah. anyway. And I'm coming from Manchester, so we're meeting. Do you know I'm often a little bit late for things?
What?
What? Don't you fucking start. We're all a bit untidy this year, aren't we?
Yeah. I tend to be 5 minutes late for stuff. Between 0 and 10 minutes
what
late.
What are you going to be? What are you going to? Are you going to? You're either going to be so early it's mad or the latest you've ever been.
Well, no, because I like to keep people on the toes. Because I think...
You like to complete that sentence? You
keep
like
people
what?
On their toes time-wise. Because I... Right, let's get into lateness as a thing quickly.
Right, no, here's the thing. Like, sometimes we'll be rushing to get to the studio and I've just come from, like, work and then I'm like, right, boys, I'll be there soon for recording. And I'm, like, rushing to the train station. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a bit 10 minutes late. And then you just sort of flounce up with your AirPods in, often on a phone call. I'm sure you make up these phone calls. yeah. I'm like, you're supposed to be...
You think you're running late and I'm happily getting the same
and
train
he's like
you.
That. And he holds his phone like dead weird, don't you? Yeah, like that. And he's wandering around. He holds his phone in the palm of his hand, easily to steal. Good luck stealing it.
Just one second.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's no one there.
There's no one there. It's all part of the persona. But I do think, so what I'm doing when I'm late is, I think, right, I know I need to leave at 1:45. But then what happens is, I think, how long does it take to have a shower, get out, get dressed, find my clothes, pack my bag, get ready? I probably can do that in 7.5 minutes. And obviously I can't. And that takes 30 minutes. So what then happens is I'm 20 minutes late. So instead of being able to walk gently to the station, I'm rushing to the station, which does rain a few minutes back in. Mm. And then I tend to be about 10 minutes late. And I'm trying to get better at this because Lizzie hates it. Because she's a very much an on-time early family and I'm a bit more of a on-time to late type person.
Yeah. I got to say, I live with someone, Becky, she's so late for everything.
Is she?
Oh, my
worse
God.
Worse than me?
Worse than you.
Is she?
Yeah.
Because I'm in your 5 to 10 minute bracket typically. Like today, we're meeting at 12. I got here at 6 minutes past 12.
I will tell
which
Becky...
Which isn't ideal, but...
That if we're doing something and she doesn't know the time of it, I will tell her an hour early.
An hour?
So I said, we're meeting at 5. And I know... We're not meeting at 5, we're meeting at 6. Wow. She started to clock onto that a little bit.
Is she?
But she'll be ready for 5:45. Sorry. It's like, well, it will actually be all right. But realistically, if we were starting at 5, we're 45 minutes late to this thing.
Is she late for work?
No, I'm not dobbering, but...
No, but...
Now and again.
Okay, but she can do it sometimes. She because can. She's, yeah. So, but for this night out, because they all sort of got delayed... And I was bang on time for once because you have to get the train. You can't be late for that. I ended up getting to the place an hour before they did, or just under 50 minutes. Because I got there at like 10 past 6 and they didn't get half 6 and they got there at 20 past 7, something like that. Not worth it. It's not worth being early for things.
Did you have a solo pint?
I had three solo.
No, three?
I was
on, fucking hell, Joe. Fucking in a drip.
I was on my third when they got there. So I'd had a lager, a cider. I was on my second cider when they arrived. But don't be early. This is my...
No,
this is
just
my,
fucking...
No, this is my PSA for everyone at home. Be 5 minutes late. Honestly, it's better. Because you get to do the thing you were doing before you left. You get to finish off making... You get... Oh, I'll have another quick coffee. Oh, I'll just start another game on FIFA. Oh, I'll just read this
another
next chapter.
Another game on FIFA? All that. Your mates are
just
getting
do it.
Together.
Because getting there early... Boring. And you know the other thing about getting somewhere early is, and I think this is just human nature, you can't help it, you resent the people that get there slightly late. And that's not a good place to be. I'd rather be the person...
But you'd rather be the person that people resent?
Yeah, I can take that.
Wow.
Because that way, I don't feel stressed. I honestly think being 5 minutes late, I know Brian Clough wouldn't agree with this, being 5 minutes late is better than being 20 minutes early. Obviously, we all would love to be on time. Don't get me wrong, walking in at 7:59:59, tick, door. Mm. Now, that's lovely. But if you can only be one, be late.
What
that's
is
my
your,
PSA for the day.
What's your tactics for a solo pint? Like,
so when
what
I got there,
this is,
oh, go on.
You're sitting under a drink, are you on your phone just throughout it? Because I feel a little bit,
ooh.
I try and put that away, but then I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I try and think, maybe watch the telly. Like,
what were you going to say there, Ethan?
Well, it's a bit awkward, isn't it? Being the person sat by themselves with a pint, because you think, do I look a bit of like a sad bastard or whatever kind of thing? Mm-hmm. So like, I sometimes just let people know that I'm waiting for someone. Maybe a little check on the phone, pretending, looking around.
Tap your watch, shake your head.
Yeah,
do you ever fake a phone call?
Don't fake phone calls.
No, you know it. 10 minutes, yeah? Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. One of them.
Yeah, okay. Great.
I have done that
before.
See
you soon.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Have you not done that before?
No, I've never.
Because you just feel that the room's looking at you and you kind of...
I don't care about the room.
I've done that.
So I was in... This is how I played it. So I got there. And by the way, I wasn't remotely resentful of either of them two. Just so you know. I didn't
mind. So what you said off pod, by the way.
No, sure. We haven't mentioned it off pod. No. So I get my first pint in. Lager. £7.
Oof.
Come off it with the £7 lager.
Jesus.
Yeah. The first one goes down beautiful.
Yeah.
Then I get my cider in, because I'm already thinking about the belly.
Yes,
can't have the IPAs anymore, we know this. Yes. And then there was a moment, like Ethan said, where I'm, because it's me, and I'm essentially surrounded by Christmas pies.
Mm.
So it's a great watch for me, because it's people who clearly would never go out together unless they work for the
same. Do you ever laugh along with the joke at the other table, they say something, and you're going, ha, 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 you're getting involved?
Yeah, I was getting involved.
No,
yeah.
They told me
to pipe down a little bit.
Pull back.
No, I didn't. Of course I didn't.
Let's just pull back. Ethan, you don't do that. You don't start laughing at other people's
like,
jokes.
Like you're part of it as well.
Oh,
and then
Ethan,
he slowly
please,
just sort of sidles
Ethan.
Into the little group and go, ha. Huh.
Ethan, please.
How's it going, everyone, then?
So you're there in a pub, Ethan. You hear someone else's joke, you start pissing yourself and going, that's a good one, that.
Oh, when you make the eye contact, just lift your pint. Hey.
Is that in hope that they invite you in?
Or at least, like, I feel like I'm part of something, even if they say no to me. I still feel like... Yeah, we're all having a great time here, aren't we?
Hideous.
You know what I mean?
So there was a lot of Christmas do's, a lot of big buckets of beers stuffed in ice,
all that sort of Christmassy stuff.
Then Ross and Adam got there. Fantastic.
So this is like a Saturday. It's a Saturday.
It's a Friday night.
Ooh.
Friday night, because we couldn't do Saturday, so we did Friday. So then shuffleboard. Yes, please. Love it.
Yeah.
I think I won one, lost one, drew one, something, I don't remember. Really good. Then we're on to the darts, and now this is where things get tricky, because the night's slightly condensed, because my last train is at 11:30.
Okay.
So I've got like a 4-hour band here.
Yeah, you do.
And this is where the baby Guinness come into play.
Oof.
I've gone from, so I've had a couple extra pints.
Yeah.
Cool. I've gone from like a 4 out of 10 pissed. And have you ever find this where this is the graph for pints consumed on the x-axis and pissed on the y-axis, right? I think it goes like this. Fine, really pissed, and then fine again, and then up again.
Yeah, and when you start throwing shots in there as well,
yeah.
It starts.
So I think you go pints 1 and 2, crazy. Fine. Pints 3 and 4, all of a sudden you go, bloody hell, I'm pissed.
Mm.
And then pints 5 to 8, you sort of settle down.
You're
again.
All right, yeah.
So on this.
Are you eating? Are you going to go eat?
Have I eaten? I can't remember.
Because that
we ate pizza there.
Ooh, because that can also steady the ship.
That can steady the ship. But coincidentally, during my 3 to 5 pints, in like rapid increase of getting pissedness, there was also baby Guinness getting involved. Mm. So I went from not being that pissed to this in about 25 minutes.
I am looking at a photograph here. I'll explain it before we put it on.
That, I wasn't unconscious. I was being silly.
You being silly.
But to think that that is fun.
If we could add it in, it'd be brilliant. But Joe Smith is lying down in the space between where you throw your dart and the dart's board.
He face down in the dart board there.
What led you to do that? What kind of, I can see six empty shot glasses to
the side. So that's where the baby Guinness in a little trough comes in. And it started getting a little bit tasty after that. So then it was a great night. Adam, I think Adam wiped the floor with those darts.
He's like a cricketer.
He's one of those people. Do you know, back to the sort of messy conversation. But do you know some people, some sort of hitting device or some sort of throwing device in that person's hand and they're just good at it.
Yeah.
Like he played for Notts as a cricketer.
Yeah.
And like played, he's very good at like, table tennis. You play him at table tennis, he beats you. You play him at darts, he beats you. I don't know exactly his handicap at golf, but it's like single digits, I think. Like, he's just one of those people fucking good at everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially hand
That's
stuff.
That's good.
So he just beat me and Ross at darts quite comfortably. And I was going through some things pissed-wise at that stage. But it was lovely. It was really nice.
Did you get your train back?
So I got my train back. After that, we went up to West Street Live. Yeah. You ever been there?
No.
In Sheffield? You ever go out in Sheffield?
I've been out a few times in Sheffield. Never been to West Street Live, though.
West Street Live is like a pub bar that kind of has music on and stuff. There's no music on. But they're famous for their cheap shots. For instance, and they do like they update them all the time, so they have like a printed off piece of paper all around.
Yeah.
They had a 6-6-7, obviously, for the meme.
Oh, God.
6-7 shot, 67 pence. They had 67p shots in there. That's the kind of vibe.
What was Fantastic. The train home like, by the way? Because trains are getting fucking mental now.
Well, I was hoping...
Christmas trains are mad.
Yeah, well, here's what I like on a train, especially from Sheffield. I'll hit Burger King on the way to the train to try and sober me up. Yeah. It was too late for Burger King. It had closed. So it's just me with my own thoughts. I tried to read on the train because I took my book with me. The words were like...
A book with you?
The words were just moving around.
If my mate on our Christmas night out brought a fucking book.
No, but do you know why? Because on the train there, I read for an hour. You know what I mean?
What book?
This one I've got with me. It's the same one I've been reading for a couple of weeks.
Is this like the Soviet spy one or something?
That's it.
The spy and the traitor.
Yeah. I'm well into it now, pages-wise.
Well, I would expect, huh?
Yeah.
So
I was reading that on the train. So I'm trying to read that on the way home.
You had a great night,
eyes
then?
All over the place. Fantastic night. Great to see the
book. They get home all right? Safe? Sound.
They get home safe and sound. It's one of those classics as well. We have to do this more often. we simply must. We cannot wait another 6 months to do this. So we're going to try and get something popped in.
I've not seen Adam since he came. Well, it was this time last year we did a last live show.
Yeah.
That was great. And he won the Loot Little Top on Bingo.
Yeah.
I went for Chinese with him once. Remember that?
Yes. That was just Adam though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was just Adam.
Yeah, we went for a Chinese together. So, you know, it was a fantastic night.
We come to the part of the show where we should do Secret Santa.
Yeah. So let's just go through this. So about 10 days ago or so, a week, maybe 2 weeks, we spoke during or after a podcast, didn't we, Ethan, about the idea of we should probably do a Secret Santa. Do you remember this conversation?
I don't know if I was
Ethan
here.
Ethan just has no recollection of it. The problem, obviously, with doing a Secret Santa when there's only three of you is unless it goes an exact way, someone's buying for themselves.
Yeah.
So you can't really do a blind draw because it just doesn't really work. So I think we decided that who was going to buy for who. I think I said I'd buy for Ethan, you'd buy for me, and Ethan would buy for you.
But then
it wasn't really mentioned again. It was loosely mentioned just very quickly once. And then last night, in our group chat, you messaged saying, out of the blue, where are we? Perfect. Are we exchanging gifts tomorrow? And having forgot all this, I said, who's buying for who? And then to reply to that, not with who's buying for who, you just said Secret Santa with a twist. It's a secret that who knows who got who. Now that sentence is zero sense whatsoever. I said, yes, but who's buying for who? We haven't done a draw or anything, or am I forgetting? And at this point, it's starting to dawn on me that you're just being a wind-up tosser. Then you said Secret Santa with a twist. and replied to my have, who's got who with a zipped mouth emoji. Like, I'm not going to tell, even though you cleared it. You said, good luck. It's good stuff, isn't it? I'm on edge. And then I said, so I'm just buying one of you two a present and hoping that it's not, and hoping that it's not for someone that's already got a present. And you said, well, now you're just confusing things. And Ethan didn't get involved, and that Ethan was the end of the messages.
I thought the Secret Santa bit could be good because we could, the secret would be, we just don't know who's got who. Am I confusing? Yeah, I'm confusing things.
But that's always the thing with Secret
Santa.
Yeah, but you need to know who you are buying for.
But you make it up.
Right. Well, I've got one.
Yeah, brilliant. Who's it for?
So, who have you got?
Who have I got?
What have you brought in then?
I've got Ethan.
Have you? I've got Ethan as well.
What? Oh,
brilliant. Well, my twist is that I didn't get anyone anything. So there's a twist, isn't
are
it?
Are you joking?
Well, there's a twist.
Why have you not got anyone anything?
It's just the twist landed for me.
Didn't mean the twist.
What have you got him? Can we see?
Yeah.
This is nice.
It's proper. Get proper present.
Proper present.
Do you want to come and grab it?
Yeah, okay. Come grab it.
Yeah.
See, the present I got. What? How have you got it delivered? Yeah. We spoke about this last night.
Yeah.
The secret.
Take it to your desk and have a look at it there.
The secret Santa gift I got Ethan.
Go take it over.
What the fuck?
Proper present.
What is this?
Now, this is through the help of my brother-in-law. Who, if truth be told, bought this 2 years ago.
Ah, I remember you saying something about that.
Yeah, right. And it got lost when I moved house, but I thought it'd be perfect for you.
What is it?
It's a Special Olympics jacket.
I think it'll fit you really nice.
The Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Is that like...
That's the most special of all of the Olympics.
The most, yeah. The Special Olympics, Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah. Who is it for originally? I think it's secondhand. Barbara, it says on there. So, try it on. Because it's too small for us.
I think where did this come from?
I think it'll suit you.
So is that, where has it come from?
So my brother-in-law bought it because he thought he liked the jumper, he liked the jacket. But then it arrived. And it's too small.
And it
for
says
him.
Special Olympics on it.
Well, no, but that's part. That's like.
Would he have worn it?
Because the staff members wear them as well. So it's supporting a good cause.
But what? But it's not called the Special. What's it? What's the Special Olympics, Joe?
I think it's the it's like the sort of champion of champions. I think. Do you know, like on Taskmaster, where they get all the winners in for one? So I think you get like Usain Bolt versus Kelly Holmes versus sort of Tanya Gray Thompson and all that. And they all get...
It looked good in this.
It looks good. Ethan. Pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah. Ethan, do it all the way up.
Let's do it all the way up. Let's see all the
I
way
can't
up.
Actually see because of the time hovering over your jacket.
It looks good, doesn't
look
it?
Fucking decent
it's
there.
It's for a woman called Barbara.
When is the Special Olympics? What's going on with it?
I'm not sure.
I'm so confused.
I think it's for the... Like I said, I think it's like Champion of Champions. So they get all the... like Linford Christie's there. I think. What is that right?
And who's Barbara?
I'm very confused. Why? I mean, thank you. I don't really understand the purchase.
Well, because it's too small for me. So it's I thought you'd like it.
Pretty too... Very tight.
Do you want me to tell you about my secret Santa gift for Ethan? It's a gift a bit better than that. It was a gift that, I love your opinion on this, was my gift.
Yeah.
His new boss, Stephen Tries, bought me a paddle racket for my birthday. And it's been in Ethan's...
Why did he get you a paddle racket?
Because I mentioned him a few times that I might get into it.
So have
I
you played?
I thought it was nice. I thought it was going to be nice. This is in June. And it's been in Ethan's boot. Since June, because it was Ethan's responsibility to bring it in and give it to me. And Ethan?
I can't believe you found out about this.
My own birthday present?
Well, no.
But Stephen went, has Ethan given you a birthday gift yet?
Well, it became... So you never came in. You kept cancelling or something.
No, I didn't keep cancelling. I've been asked to come in twice. I've done the podcast twice.
There's like a couple... you just kept forgetting to take it home. So that was you. You were told about this and you always forgot about it. And then I said, I actually play paddle and it'll get a good use out of it. And he was like, oh, well, maybe we'll make it the office paddle. It's brilliant, brilliant. Make it the office paddle racket. And then nobody else has been playing paddle. I just have. So I've had it for the last 4 months and I'm having great
so
fun
where's,
with it.
Where's my birthday present?
It's in my boot. And I go play paddle with it. And it gets a great life. We've got a cracking bond.
Do you think you would have maybe asked me?
He's just right. Nicked your birthday present.
Yeah. I didn't know he knew this, though. So
that doesn't make any sense. So you don't mind defrauding him as long as he doesn't find out about it?
You don't play paddle.
You'll never play paddle.
I'd be looking for that racket.
He's not.
High
and low. Imagine I have my own racket. It's brilliant. Of course I'd play paddle then if I had my own racket.
What's the difference? What is a paddle racket like?
It's just a hard kind of...
Small and stumpy.
Base, yes.
They call you the paddle racket, don't they?
They call it the paddle racket.
I get a good use out of it.
Ethan's not been using that one, thank God. What? I don't get it. Of course you've had better use out of it. Because you've got it. Imagine if I had it. Maybe I got a good use out of it.
You don't care. You've just thought of this now, 4 months later. When was your birthday? March?
Excuse me. It's not the point.
If
I had your birthday present in my boot,
yeah.
What would you expect me to do with it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you'd have got me some nachos for my birthday and you ate them all and went... Well, you didn't get any use out of him, I did.
Yeah.
So it's mine.
Yeah.
The only reason he had any use out of it is because he ain't got it.
Of course.
But if you didn't know about the nachos, they wouldn't harm you, which was my understanding.
But that's such a deceptive and nasty way to live your life, isn't it?
I want the paddle racket back next episode.
Fuck off. Do you actually want it?
Yeah, I want... Do I actually want my birthday present? Yeah, new year, new me. I'm going to get stuck into paddle in January.
You'll have to remind me in January.
Disgraceful for me.
That's a disgrace, isn't it?
So the Secret Santa present then, are you letting him keep it? Is that his present for the new year? For Christmas?
Oh, brilliant.
That is Secret Santa.
So get out your Secret Santa present.
What?
Get it out then.
I often think a little bit about how in this time of year, I've still got one kicking about. You've got to be wary of, I've dropped it. That's a shame. I did have a plaster. Because cheese knives can be awfully sharp.
Cheese. So what? You haven't even brought one in?
If we're all honest, you've brought a gift in that you should have brought in 2 years ago. Ethan's brought fuck all in, and I was just making a joke. So I think we're all equal.
Right, so Ethan's got a jacket and a paddle racket.
No, he's not getting a paddle racket. The paddle racket's coming back to me.
So I think
for the Christmas spirit, because you've not brought anything in, you should give
me
that.
I'll tell you
present.
What I will do. I will let the sloppers decide.
Let. Tennis paddle joke.
Huh? Is it just a tennis joke or a paddle joke?
I think you get let when you hit the net, yeah. Paddle joke.
See, he knows all the inside terms. You
I do.
I will leave the decision of the paddle racket to the sloppers.
I think it'd be a festive miracle if you let him
either a poll in the YouTube comments. Or just simple, if it's Ethan's, it's mine. Would you respect the stopper's decision? Because it could go your way.
I've got the racket in my boots. I'm in control. I don't need to do any shite here. Well, I don't need to agree to this. What? You're just giving yourself
He's
a chance.
He's got a lot, this kid, hasn't he? He's got the absolute lot.
I'll loan it to you.
Yeah, deal.
Whenever we play together.
So what? He gets to use your racket and you don't have one?
No, maybe not. Maybe it won't work.
No, this is what we're doing. The sloppers will decide.
There'll be a poll.
The sloppers will decide. And Ethan, they could say, yeah, it's Ethan's now. He owns it.
You've not been bothered for 8 months.
You keep adding it. My birthday was late June.
Oh, June. I thought it was March. Yeah. Still, you're not being arsed, have you? It's fine.
When did you find out that he had it?
Not until literally maybe about early August when Stephen tries to ask me, has Ethan given you your birthday present yet?
Also, lazy from Stephen to not give it you.
And also, Stephen said we'll just make it the paddle racket. But that's too late.
Stop saying
that.
It's only because you've not given it to me.
All right, fine. We'll revisit this in January.
But no, the stoppers are deciding.
The stoppers will decide.
Okay. You could do it like a little, you could read out the results.
If you don't go along with what the sloppers say, then we're going to smash your glasses.
We are.
We're going to smash your glasses.
We're going to take glasses off.
We're going to take glasses off.
smash your glasses. Smash your glasses. It'd be like Velma from Scooby Doo out on the floor.
Yeah.
Patting around on the floor and be stamping on your glasses.
We're not allowed.
Yeah. So that's coming up. Yeah. Only if he loses.
Only if he loses. The other thing, you could start your campaign
Here's
now.
The third option, by the way. I'm putting my name in that. Because I wouldn't mind a paddle racket. So it's going to have Joe M, Joe S, and Ethan. I'm not trying to take anyone's vote away from him, but I mean, if there's a free paddle racket up for grabs, I'm certainly going to throw
it. It's not free. It's my birthday present.
I'm going to throw my hat in the ring, aren't I, for the paddle racket? So there'll be a poll in the comments. Who does the racket deserve to go to?
I've got Merry some Christmas. Sad news. I don't know if you should recall, but I had a football chairman career with Sloppy Joe's FC that I started with Joe Smith 2 years ago when we went to America. Do you remember?
Of course I do, on the aeroplane back, yeah.
Yeah, well...
fastest 8 hours of my life, that. We literally played Football Manager. Three of us gathered around one phone for 8 hours. The flight bail, I didn't feel like we took off.
So you're the chairman, you hire like managers, coaches, you help control the players and stuff, you build your stadium. So Sloppy Joe's FC, the Joe McGrath stand hit full capacity. You've got 25k. They love it. It's the Wingfest Arena, by the way.
That's nice.
Yeah. And they are playing a pretty penny, yeah. Let me tell you.
What's going to be upsetting now?
Well, we're in the year 2150. So it's now my like grandson who's took over. Yeah.
You've played 120 years on it.
Yeah. It's mad, that, isn't it? That is mad, isn't it? It's a lot of hours.
Psychotic, yeah.
And I tried to bring in a bit more improvements to the facilities, to the stadiums. And the performance tailed off a little bit and we didn't get that Champions League money. And
No.
A lot of money on the stadium. And the club's gone bust.
No.
I'm not arsed. 2150, that's sound. It's a good run, that.
It's sad. It's a lot of, like, you can't...
Is the club literally gone, no getting it back?
You literally, the game ends.
Phoenix Club?
So you can start again and build the club from, I think it's like the National League South, or North, sorry, North.
So do you have any of the data on the team? How many titles did we win? How many European Cups?
Oh, I think we won like something like 7-8 Champions Leagues. Fucking which hell. Is difficult. Good in 150
quality
years.
Quality innings, I'm happy with that.
So, yeah, I mean, you think most clubs, I mean, you know, Worksop Town's been around for 170 years.
No Champions Leagues.
160 years. Yeah. They haven't won any Champions Leagues. I don't think we've ever been in the top flight. So, well, fair play.
Yeah, the Sloppers loved it. The Sloppers
existed.
Great time,
we spoke about it 2 years ago.
Bollocks.
Don't you remember that?
Did you fork? When's the next one? Is it going to be New Year the next time we speak to people?
I guess so, yeah. We need to book that in.
Happy New Year, everyone.
No, it's not Happy New Year now. We do that on the next episode.
Yeah, well, have a great end of 2025.
Yeah.
Also, the patrons have been asked about the greatest moments of the year. If you want to share any of yours, put them into the comments. We're going to do a little best of.
Oh, wow.
There's one clear winner.
Is there?
Well, judging by the comments, yeah.
What is it?
But I don't know if it counts because it was Patreon.
What was it?
Can't tell you. It's fucking going to ruin the top 10.
Oh, is it a top 10?
I don't know. Depends if we get 10 different suggestions. Anyway, I'll get into the comments. We'll make
Join the Patreon
that.
If you want to see that.
I'll read out some of the good ones in a bit. Go into Patreon and see. People have already started sharing their favourite moments.
Can't wait. Lovely. Right. Thank you very much,
everyone.
Happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing Day.
Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Happy Boxing Day. Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
Fuck off. You should give me that fucking paddle thing back.
Fuck off.
I can't believe it.